Welcome to the Build Up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
It's NFL picks time, Mick, right? And yourself and Morris, I obviously was off last week, yourself and Morris went head to head. That ended up in top of boxing draws. The disappointment, anticlimax of a draw where you both had, I think it was a one loss.
One win and two losses. So it was not only an anticlimactic draw, but it was anticlimactic performances for both of us as well. It was a stalemate.
A stalemate. Well, before we get into your picks this week, and as we all know at this stage, I live my American football life through my fantasy football team, and nobody wants to really hear about it, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. I want to talk about Amari Cooper, because Amari Cooper single-handedly tried to sabotage my fantasy football season. Luckily enough, our commissioner decided to change it that 8 teams qualify for the playoffs instead of 6. Other than that, my season would actually be done now, and it's all because of Amari Cooper. I decided to put him in at the last minute. Not decided to put him in. He had a bye week, I think, 3 weeks ago, and Amari Cooper's he's top 20. You're going to put him in your team.
Yeah.
Throughout the season so far.
Anyway. No matter who he's playing against, he's above matchup consideration. Yeah, there's players like that.
He's not a flex player. He's in the second slot. He kind of gone down to a flex player for me. Put him back in the team. I think I dropped, was it Calvin Ridley 2 weeks ago? And I ended up losing by less than a point. And Ridley got like 20 points. And Amari Cooper got damn all. Absolutely damn all. If I played anybody else instead of him, I would have won it, but I would have easily won it if I played Ridley. Last week, exact same situation, but this time I dropped Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry gets about 16 or 17 points. Amari Cooper gets nothing again, and again I lose by the narrowest of margins. So I have two losses, all because of Amari Cooper. What the hell is going on with him, and should I play him again this week? Because I'm somehow still alive, and it's no thanks to him.
So, I don't know, you're very angry, right? And I'm just going to preface this that we're in the same league, right? And my first pick was David Johnson, who doesn't play football anymore, it seems. He is completely fit and isn't on the injury report, but just doesn't get any touches for the Arizona Cardinals. And my second spit was Juju Smith-Schuster, who's probably the second biggest bust in fancy NFL this year. So it's hard to feel sorry for you, to be honest, considering those two lads that I have on my team, and yet have somehow squeaked into the playoffs, despite the fact that my quarterback also broke his back in Matt Stafford.
You've had a bit of tough luck.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing about Cooper is, I don't know, like last week he was always going to struggle against the Patriots, right? The Patriots have probably the best defense in the NFL, but definitely the best secondary. So the cornerbacks, he would have been on Gilmore, who's probably the best cornerback in the league. That's never going to be an easy battle for him. In fact, Dallas weirdly kind of took him out of the game for a lot of the time. He wasn't really on the field for the whole time. He's playing the Bills this week. He's going to have a bit more success. The worst thing you can do is get angry at a player and overreact and then not look at the reasons. And he could end up going and getting 2 touchdowns this weekend.
Yeah, Ridley's...
And he could be on Thursday night, as it is for Thanksgiving, and he could be sitting on your bench and you tearing your hair out.
Yeah, you're looking at the other options. Ridley is up against the Saints and Landry, who, like, I can't take Jarvis Landry seriously, because all I think of when you think of Landry in American football is Landry from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, who, what is he doing, this chancer in my fantasy football team?
Landry made a surprise appearance in The Irishman.
Did he? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, he pops into The Irishman. I won't tell you in what role quite yet until you see it.
Jarvis Landry is up against the Steelers. So, like, you're looking at Ridley against the Saints, I wouldn't be holding out much hope.
Steelers have a pretty good defense, though. Like, we're going to talk about the Browns against the Steelers in a few minutes, but the Steelers do have a decent defense. Here's the reason I'll tell you to go for Cooper, and you can't give out to me about it next week, because this is a purely subjective idea. You listen to yourself, you don't listen to me, all right? But Dallas are playing, they always play the second game on Thanksgiving. Detroit always play the first game. Detroit against the Bears is going to be a bit of a stinker. However, the half nine game, your beloved Buffalo Bills against the Dallas Cowboys, it's a Thursday night. There's nothing else to do anyway. You're going to watch at least the first half of that match before you go to bed, right? It's perfect Irish NFL watching. You support one team. The other team are probably going to win. So you want a little bit of kind of yin and yang going on there. You want the player on your team. Yeah. So I would play Cooper for that. If he does badly, it means your team are probably winning.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, there we go. That's me. That's all I have to get off my chest. This is Mark's a rant corner this week.
I've plenty to get off my chest. So the Thanksgiving games are, you know, in some ways stinkers, whatever. There'll be three games played by the time a lot of people listen to this, so I'm going to ignore them. Okay, so they're all on tomorrow night. That's a fun thing to watch, by the way, I think, is a, you know, you get home from work, you throw on an NFL game on a Thursday.
Yeah, still in work.
It's a weird feeling, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I've often... Yeah, the Detroit game, actually, the first half of it does make me feel... I've mainly seen that in The Office over the years. Sunday's round of games, some of them are shite, as usual. We're finished with bye weeks, so there's a load of them. But one of them really stands out, and this is like a 6 o'clock game. This is going to be the game that's live on Sky Sports. Obviously, most of us watch Red Zone. But it's the San Francisco 49ers against the Baltimore Ravens, right? San Francisco are 10-1. The only game they've lost this season was in overtime to the Seahawks. An unbelievable match in itself. They haven't collapsed in any way. They're on the road against... They're +6, which is bananas. Until you consider that they're playing the Baltimore Ravens, who I think are the best American football team of all time.
Yep.
Suddenly. The Ravens' schedule...
The greatest player of all time.
Exactly. And the Ravens' schedule has got harder as the season has gone on. They started off only okay. I think they lost to the Browns. Pretty sure they lost to the Chiefs. And as the year has gone on, they've played the Patriots. They had the Texans last week. Now that they were away to the Rams on Monday night, and they've got better each time. And they've got their margin of victory is getting bigger. And now they're playing the 49ers, and I think they're going to win as well. I'm saying that I don't think a 10-1 team has ever been favored. Yeah. Never mind +6, and it's a fair line because eventually the odds makers are going to have to stop. Given anybody a chance to bet on the Ravens. Like, I mean, they put 40 points past the Rams, this supposed brilliant Rams team. Yeah, no, they're a bit all over the place. I think they have a losing the Super Bowl hangover. They scored 3 points in the Super Bowl last year with a supposed offensive genius as their coach, a guy who's younger than me. And, you know, I think it's affected them. I really do. I think there's a confidence issue going on there. But, you know, we'll see how they bounce back this week. I actually considered betting on having them as one of my picks. They're -3 on the road at the Cardinals this week, but I decided not to. But anyway, that's the game to watch out for. I think if there was a week where you wanted to watch an NFL game, most of these games between like the top two teams in the NFL are going to be on the middle of the night. They're going to be the Sunday night NBC game, which on here is on at 1:30. This is on at 6 o'clock. I don't know why. It's like a 1 p.m. game in America. If you're ever considering watching an NFL game, not doing the Red Zone thing and actually trying to kind of like take in the game a little bit, I think this might be the week to do it because that's an absolute cracker.
I should say, when you mentioned Red Zone earlier on, the Red Zone rate is great in its own way.
Yeah.
But there's something, it just jumps around so much that you're kind of like, you don't have time to get completely emotionally invested in anything. Whereas sometimes I did actually switch over and watch the actual game that's on Sky just for a bit of peace and quiet.
I completely understand.
Get sucked into one storyline.
But yeah, actually to get sucked into a storyline and actually to see the ebb and flow of the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Because suddenly you're like, Jesus, how did the Bears have the ball back? It was only 2 minutes ago I was watching that, but it turns out it was 15, you know, and it's just like, there's too much going on, especially when there's 10 games on or something like that. In the afternoon, the late ones, before you go to bed, there's generally only 2 or 3. You can kind of, Red Zone's perfect for that because it's like, you can watch all of the 3 games, you know. Anyway, I'll do some picks, will I?
Do some picks. You need to get back on the horse.
I haven't been good lately now. Yeah,
I can't remember the last time you got more than...
I was 3-0 to start the season. Then I was a 2-1 regular. Then I went on a 2-week run of 1-1-1. And then last week I'm 1-2. So the trend is downwards.
Yep.
Let's face it. But week 13, this is the one. I am going to start this just so everybody knows at the top and knows that this man's a psychopath. I'm going to switch off. This is what I'm going to start with. I'm going to pick the New York Jets as favourites, -3, on the road at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I was about to say, all of your sentence there was incredibly insane until you said Cincinnati Bengals. So I could actually know. You're not a psychopath.
Fair enough.
We've had a couple of these when the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Browns, the Jets have been involved.
Yeah.
And I see your reasoning here.
Here's the thing. The Bengals are 0-11, right? They actually played okay against the Steelers last week. The Steelers are also... Like, they're done as well. I'm going to talk about them in a minute. People will think they're good because they're traditionally good.
Yeah.
But they're not at the moment, you know? And, like... The Bengals, I feel like they will win a game. I don't feel like they're like the Browns 2 years ago or Detroit from 10 years ago. They're an 0-16. I feel they'll win. I think they're going to bring back Andy Dalton, and I think they want to win a game. Like, I think they can afford to win a game and still get the number one pick. So nobody wants to be 0-16, you know? And this will be the one that they target, absolutely. But the issue is, they're shite. They're really bad going forward. And the Jets have found a bit of form. Darnold... Like, let's not lose the run of ourselves, but Sam Darnold looked like the quarterback that the Jets picked number two overall in the draft, or number three overall in the draft last year, for probably the first time last weekend. He did okay as well last weekend. His numbers have been really good since he came back from his mono injury, which he missed for, or sickness, illness, whatever, which he missed 5 weeks or something for.
That's probably very serious.
It's a very serious thing, yeah. He couldn't play through it, but it is funny.
True or false?
Yes.
You can get mono from riding the monorail.
False.
Congratulations. You are qualified to be a monorail constructor.
So, look, I know it sounds mad to go for the Jets as favourites on the road, but Jets minus three at the Bengals. I think they'll win that game by 10 points. The other pick that I'm going for is another home, another on the road favourite. The Cleveland Browns are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers again. Now, do you remember the last time these two played? A few days ago. So they're in the same division. This was the game where Myles Garrett hit Mason Rudolph with his helmet.
Jesus, yeah.
It was on Thursday 2 weeks ago. So it was like 2 weeks tomorrow is when this game happened. So it's amazing that they're playing each other so soon. Obviously, there'll be no Myles Garrett this time. I don't think there's going to be a Mason Rudolph either, because he was so bad at the weekend that he was taken out for a guy whose name is Duck Hodges.
Well... Duck Hodges, I believe he was in a film with The Rock there as well recently, you know. Yeah.
His character in Mad Men as well, maybe. Now, he's called Duck Hodges apparently because when he was in college, he was a champion duck caller.
I see.
So there's a bit of trivia for you that you won't get on most podcasts.
It's a good job there's no helmets going to be swinging in that game, because if someone shouts duck at him, he's getting that straight in the face. Sorry about that.
That's a good joke. That's on the top of your head as well, I have to be honest. Here's the thing, though. The Steelers, as I mentioned, are gone. Are they shutting it down? They're not going to make the playoffs. I don't think they'll shut it down, because there's no real nothing to be gained from it. But they're not the team they were. They're playing now their third choice quarterback. Juju Smith-Schuster, I mentioned earlier, may as well not be there. Their running back is gone. He's out injured. They're just in trouble. You know, they've no offense at all. Their defense is pretty good. The Browns look decent this week. They got things going against Miami. I know that sounds like nothing, but other teams weren't doing it. We've been betting on Miami against the spread for the last few weeks. They've won two in a row. So it looks like the Browns have won three in a row, and I think they can go and win four in a row now. And just, they're still not going to do what I think everybody expected at the start of the season, but they just look a little bit more alive. Landry, you mentioned earlier, Beckham got a touchdown last week. So I like the Browns minus two there. It's a very small spread, actually. I would have expected it to be a little bit bigger. Then, because I've gone for two, I probably shouldn't be doing it in this way, but because I've gone for two favourites that aren't very good teams on the road, I decided I needed to take a home team and I need to take a home favourite, because I'm testing my luck a little bit there. So I've gone for the Carolina Panthers minus 10 at home to the Redskins. The Redskins got their second win of the year at the weekend, a miracle win, which was very funny, I have to say, in front of about 17 people in their stadium. They were giving away $5 tickets, and honestly, I'd say there was still about 200 people there. It was crazy. But they're no good. Like, they are no good. And the Panthers had a bad run, but actually played really well against the Saints. Could have won, probably should have won that game in the end after a big comeback. So they've got their act together a little bit. I can't see them having any issues here. They're just way bigger. Massive talent discrepancy. I think they'll win by 20.
So there you go.
Panthers minus 10, Browns minus 2, Jets minus 3.
This is the one, Mick. I can feel it in my waters. You're going to go 3-0 this weekend.
Yeah, I can feel it in my waters too, which is worrying because that suggests it'll go the other way.
Biggest weekend of the year so far as well, Thanksgiving weekend in the NFL. A reminder as well, we mentioned earlier on, but Ladbrokes will be dropping a €1 free bet, free drop in everybody's account on Friday. So that's, you know, you miss the Thanksgiving games, but you'll have it for the games at the weekend or whatever other sport you fancy a flutter on. But if you are having a bet, make sure to gamble responsibly and visit dunlewy.net for more information. To subscribe to the full Build Up podcast, search The Build Up on Balls.ie on all good podcast apps.